Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for September 1st. I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia.
Today in Disney history, we'll be traveling back to the year 2016 to get back to the bare necessities. On this day in 2016, the live-action version of The Jungle Book ended a limited engagement in IMAX theaters to coincide with the release of the movie for home viewing. Originally released earlier in the year to theaters, the movie had earned, according to LaughingPlace.com on August 19, 2016, $949 million globally. This movie was the first attempt of the Disney Studios to create photorealistic animated animals on screen. One reviewer at the time said the technical feat of creating photorealistic animals that convincingly speak and emote is so impressive, it feels like a benchmark in CGI. It wouldn't be an overstatement to say this is as groundbreaking and beautiful as any visual effects in years.
A different reviewer at the time of the movie's original release had a different take on the film and its relationship to the 1967 animated film of the same name. The reviewer went as far to say of Disney's latest live-action remakes that the studio needs to find the means of recreating without all-out betrayal. The animated version of The Jungle Book holds the distinction of being the last feature-length film to be created under the supervision of Walt Disney before his death. Disney animator Wooly Reitherman said of Walt that he kept a good overall eye on everything we did. During the earlier years, he was in on every stage. In the last 10 or 15 years, he was busy with other things and his comments were more general.
In both cases, the casting of Mowgli needed to be carefully considered. For the 1967 version, the director's son, Bruce Reitherman, was chosen to provide the voice of the young boy raised by wolves. For the 2016 remake, 12-year-old Neil Sethi was chosen. Jon Favreau, the director of the live-action film, said, "When a film has one live-action character surrounded by special effect wild animals, you're going to watch that actor for a long time. So it was important that I found somebody that audiences would enjoy spending that much time with." Along with being the only live-action actor in the film, Neil needed to get comfortable with the special effects that were happening around him at all times. The young actor said of the challenge, "At first, I didn't know the science behind everything and how it all worked, but now I do."
The live-action remake of The Jungle Book proved to be a huge hit with audiences. The original animated version by Disney was no exception. As written by the Associated Press in 1968, The Jungle Book proved that the animated feature can still be a worthwhile venture. It has been the studio's biggest cartoon grosser in its first release. The reason for its popularity can be attributed to the personalities of the characters in the film. Wooly Reitherman said at the time, "For one thing, it had good personalities and shapes. More than any other feature, we were able to work with a variety of animals. That gave us the freedom to poke fun at a variety of things, the military, hypnotism, etc. Each sequence was played for personality and entertainment, and there was a certain boldness of execution throughout." Also on this day, for September 1st, in 1997, the animated television series 101 Dalmatians, the series, began to be shown in syndication.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.